家，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to you。
继续来学习尼希米记。
We'll continue with our study on the book of Nehemiah。
今天要来讲第六章。
So this evening we will study chapter six。
啊，请翻开第六章。
It is sent to Nehemiah chapter six。
他们重建这个城墙的工作即将要完成。
So the rebuild of the wall is almost complete。
在这个最后的阶段，敌人并没有松手。
However, in this last segment, the enemies did not stay low.
啊，所以我们要坚持到底。
So we must persist to the end.
啊，第一节。
So verse one.
参巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人基善和我们其余的仇敌听见我已经修完的城墙，其中没有破裂之处。那时我还没有安门扇。这些敌人呢，又再一次的聚集。
So once again, the enemies gathered.
啊，要用一些计谋来陷害尼希米。
And they set up some schemes to harm Nehemiah.
这些敌人都是听到一些消息，然后就马上反应。
So these enemies, they were heard some news and they will react straight away.
所以从第二章开始，我们看见这些仇敌听见就反应。
And so since chapter 2, we have seen how when the enemies heard of whatever, they would quickly respond.
那这一次呢，是因为这个城墙已经修好了。
Now this time, the wall has been completed.
但是还没有安门扇。
However, the doors have not been hung yet.
也就是说有十个门，这个门都还没有安好，所以有十个破口。
In other words, there are 10 doors yet to be hung, 10 breaches.
敌人呢、看到这是他们最后的机会了。
So the enemies saw that this was their last opportunity.
因为没有办法阻止百姓来修建城墙，但是最后啊，还可以破坏他们啊，使他们没有办法来安门扇。
Even though they could not stop the people from rebuilding the walls, but they could stop them from hanging the doors.
所以如果城墙建好，门也没有办法安好，那还是一样会出现十个破口。
If the walls were built but the doors could not be hung, then we still have 10 breaches.
所以还是非常危险。
So that is still dangerous.
那这个最后的阶段呢，可以说就是最关键的时刻。
So you could say this last stretch is very critical.
啊，最需要坚持到底。
And so they needed to persist to the end.
并且也是敌人他最后反扑的唯一机会。
It was also the last chance for the enemies to fight.
所以他们必定不会松手。
So they will not lay low.
一定努力的啊，做最后顽强的这个抵抗。
They will desperately try to oppose this.
那就先交代了，说城墙好了，啊，城门还没有安好。
And so that is why here it says the wall was built, but there are still doors yet to be hung.
那这个时候，最主要的这些敌人呢，再一次聚集。
So the main enemies once again gathered.
那到底他们要使出什么样诡诈的计谋呢？
So what schemes do they have?
好，我们往下来看啊。
Let us continue to read.
第二节到第四节就提到他们有一个计谋。
So from verse 2 to verse 4 talked about the scheme that they came up with.
啊，第二节，参巴拉和基善就打发人来见我，说请你来，我们在阿挪平原的一个村庄相会。他们却想害我。第三节。
Verse three.
于是我差遣人去见他们说：“我现在办理大功，不能下去，焉能停工下去见你们呢？”第四节。
Verse four.
他们这样四次打发人来见我，我都如此回答他们。这段敌人他想出一个办法。
So in this passage, we could see that the enemies came up with a way.
要来诱杀这个尼希米。
They wanted to lure Nehemiah out and to kill him.
他们眼睛看到说没有办法阻止来这个阻挡啊这个修城墙的这个工作。
They saw that they could not put a stop to the rebuild of the wall.
所以另外想计谋要杀人，杀工人的领袖尼希米。
So they thought of a way to harm the leader of all the workers, that is Nehemiah.
这个工程没有办法阻挡。那就来杀这个带领者。
Since they could not stop the work, they will stop the leader of the work.
啊，因为他们看到了这个关键就是尼希米啊。
Because they could see that the key to this construction was Nehemiah.
如果把尼希米杀掉啊
，If they killed Nehemiah,
哎，这个城门他们没有办法安。
They wouldn't be able to hang the doors.
虽然城墙修好了
，So even though the walls were complete,
并且我们可以继续的来破坏
，They could continue to destroy it.
所以如果尼希米在的一天呢、啊，我们就没有办法得逞。
For as long as Nehemiah was alive, they will not, their plans will not succeed.
啊，所以现在就针对工人啊，这些工人的领袖尼希米要来杀害。
And that is why they targeted Nehemiah, the worker and the leader of all the workers.
这个牧人如果被击打，这些羊群就散了。
Should the shepherd be struck, then the sheep will flock away.
所以在今天这个世代哈、啊，魔鬼的作为还是一样。
And likewise, that is how the devil works today.
有些时候，他要攻击神的工人。
There are times the devil will strike against the workers of God.
所以，凡是立志在主里哈、啊，要为主发热心来为主做工的这些工人，有些时候首当其冲啊，是被攻击的对象。
So all the workers that have resolved to work for the Lord, they will be the target of the devil's work.
啊，那怎么样来进行这个计谋？
So how should they continue with their scheme?
啊，第一个，他们差人来见尼希米。
Firstly, they sent a messenger to Nehemiah.
请你来，我们约定一个地方，我们来见面。
They said, "Come, let us meet together."
要邀请他一个人来。
So they invited him to come along.
单独赴会。
To go to a meeting by himself.
离开耶路撒冷。
To leave Jerusalem.
那这样就方便下手来杀害尼希米。
Then it'll be easy for them to lay a hand on Nehemiah.
那其实尼希米他早就看透他们的这个诡计了。
But Nehemiah saw through them.
啊，因为他知道说他们啊是要陷害尼希米的。
But he could see that they wished to do him harm.
啊，他现在知道关键是在尼希米，所以要杀这个尼希米。
They knew that Nehemiah was key to the success of the building, so they wanted to harm him.
直接针对领导者来下手。
They targeted the leader.
哦，那我们再看啊。
And we'll continue.
约定要在阿挪平原。
They wanted to meet in the plain of Ono.
现在这个焦点是在尼希米啊。
And so they have targeted Nehemiah.
那转换一些方式。
And they are changing their ways.
啊，邀请他出来。
And they invited him to come out.
啊，邀请在阿挪平原。
To meet in the plain of Ono.
那这个阿挪平原，如果我们像前几次我们查考以后，有跟各位提到哈，这个参巴拉他的故乡是在，他是何伦人。
And so we have read from our study before we know that Sambala was from this place called Hebron.
哦，那何伦呢，跟这个阿挪平原呢、啊、是相附近的哈、啊，距离不是很远。
Which was very close to this plain of Ono.
那就是说，这是参巴拉他熟悉的地方啊。
So you could say that you could say that this is a place familiar to him.
那也是可以说是他的势力范围啊。
It is a place that is under his control.
现在请尼希米单独赴会来这里啊，我熟悉的这个地理位置呢，我很熟，这是我的故乡。
So he has invited Nehemiah to go to a place that he is familiar with by himself.
啊，那这样的话呢，方便下手。
So that he could easily lay a hand on Nehemiah.
那如果看这个阿挪平原呢、啊，它其实是列在一个三不管的地带啊。
And this plan of Ono, it's not under anyone's jurisdiction.
哦，这个靠近了这个撒玛利亚的这个撒玛利亚省啊的地方。
It is close to Samaria.
它也介于啊这个耶路撒冷之间。
It is also by the boundary of Jerusalem.
哦，也在于这个雅斯图之间。
And it's also close to Ashdod.
哦，那他说这个不三不管的地带，你第一个让尼希米觉得说，哎。反正这个没有属于谁管理的，那我来到一个好像公共区域，我就比较安全，他就会比较乐意要去。
And so this feels like a place that is not governed by any place before. It is sitting in the boundary of many cities.
啊，就是会降低尼希米的戒防的心理了。
And so they thought this might make Nehemiah think that this is a safe place.
那虽然是三不管地带，其实也大家都可以管。如果再来到这个地方的呢，哦，他来到。这个地方的话呢，也可以便于啊敌人啊方便下手，而且可以炒作议题，因为大家都会看得到。
But since it is not under anyone's jurisdiction, it means that anyone could actually have their way in this place and to have things go according to their policies.
那第一次尼希米他知道这要害我，他就不去。
Now, first time, Nehemiah knew that this was a plan to harm him, so he didn't go.
连续来了四次。
And this happened four times.
啊，如果这个意志不坚定的，可能这个当中答应一次的话呢，大概就没命了。
If we were to feel that if we were not holding fast to our mind, then we might make the decision to go. Then we would have lost our life.
这个诡计是非常凶狠的。
This was a terrifying scheme.
那我们看这个属灵的领袖他怎么应对。
So let us see how Nehemiah responded.
啊，有危险没关系，但是只要我们应对得宜，还是可以化险为夷的。
So even though it was dangerous, as long as we reacted the right way, we can still save ourselves.
魔鬼今天也是要这样的来残害我们。
So for today, this is how the devil wished to harm us.
我们来学学尼希米怎么样应对。
So let us learn from how Nehemiah responded.
啊，因为啊，尼希米他应对得宜，那今天也是可以成为我们的效法。
So Nehemiah responded appropriately, and this is something we can learn from.
2400多年前，尼希米带领这个城墙重建的工作，魔鬼极不高兴。今天魔鬼一样的不高兴，我们来建立教会。
So 2400 years ago, when Nehemiah led the work of the rebuild, the devil was not happy. And likewise today, the devil is not happy with our work in the church.
啊，因为那个背后的力量都是一样的，都是从古到现在在敌对神的那个撒旦。
So from the past to now, it is the same force of power, the same devil that is wished to work against us.
我们没有看过撒旦，但是我们看到很多被撒旦利用的人。
We have never seen the devil, yet we have seen all the people who've been used by the devil.
每一个时代都有撒旦的作为。
So in every time and age, there will be the work of the devil.
但是我们从来没有看到撒旦。
Yet we have never seen Satan.
因为他躲在人的心里啊。
For he hides in the heart of man.
他躲在人的背后啊。
He hides behind people.
他会利用一些人啊。
He will use some people.
那现在呢，在尼希米那个时代，就是利用参巴拉、多比亚等等这些人。
So in Nehemiah's time, he used people such as Sanballat and Tobiah.
那现在还是有一些会被魔鬼利用的人哦。
And today there are still people who would fall into the trap of the devil and become used by him.
所以我们今天所面对的跟尼希米面对是一样的。
So today we face the same thing as what Nehemiah faced back then.
那成为一个得胜者，这个尼希米给我们留了很多的榜样。
And to become a victor, we can learn from Nehemiah.
我们也要从这里来学习警醒。
We must learn from him and also be vigilant.
他怎么应对呢？
So let us see how he responded.
他第一个。
Firstly.
他差人转达拒绝，前往的意思。
So firstly, he sent his servant to He sent his messenger to say that he refuses to go.
参巴拉请人来跟尼希米讲，尼希米他没有亲自去拒绝，他也差遣一个人去回答。
So when he received this invitation from Sanballat, he sent a messenger to say that he can't go. He didn't go himself.
如果这叫做外交的话呢，那就外交上就是对等啊，不卑不亢。你请差遣人来请我，我也差遣来回答你。
So you could say that he performed equivalent, he took an equivalent action diplomatically.
但是这是什么意思呢？因为哦，尼希米他不能前往，他目的就是要叫你前往。那你现在呢不去的话，你自己又去跟他们拒绝，那不是陷入他们的陷阱吗
？And why didn't he go by himself? It was because they actually wanted to lure him to go. And if he went himself to make that refusal, then he would have fallen into their trap.
身为一个属灵的领袖，在征战中最需要的就是要属灵的智慧。
And so a spiritual leader needs spiritual wisdom in a battle.
有属灵的眼光看穿敌人的诡计。
To have spiritual insight to see through the schemes of their enemies.
知道危险在哪里。
To see the dangers.
知道敌人的诡计是什么。
To know the schemes of the enemies.
所以他就拒绝前往。
And that is why he did not go.
那为什么他能够有这样的属灵的智慧呢？
So how is it that he had this spiritual wisdom?
因为他长期在操练他的敬虔呢。
For a long time, he practiced godliness.
他遇到困难就随时祷告。
So whenever he encountered difficulties, he knew to pray.
他的心靠神靠得很近。
His heart was leaning against God very closely.
他的灵性呢，可以不断的成长。
His spirituality continued to grow.
所以他可以看到别人没有看到的。
So he could see things that others could not see.
因为他有属灵的智慧。
Because he has spiritual wisdom.
他具有属灵的眼光。
He has spiritual insight.
那就是从他平常操练敬虔所得的。
And it comes from his daily spiritual cultivation.
而且呢，他对敌人也有清楚的了解。
And he also has a degree of understanding towards his enemies.
那他对神忠心。
And he's also faithful to God.
他不可以离开这里的。
He knew not to depart from where he was.
啊，他不能有外物的，不能去贸易的。
He could not go do other things.
啊，他要专一的来做他的工作。
He needed to focus on his work.
当然，这也是对于啊，他对神的爱，对同胞的爱所养成的一种忠心。
And of course, this faithfulness came from his love for God and for his people.
另外一个呢，就是不能落单。
And of course, he knew he could not be alone.
啊，自古以来有很多本来神所重用的工人。
And so, since old times, we have workers who are God users.
因为长期孤单，后来失败了。
But then they later on failed because they've been alone by themselves.
你看那个以利亚。
For example, if you look at Elijah.
他在加密山上的得胜。
So he was victorious.
他一听到耶洗别要追杀他。
Yet when he heard that Queen Jezebel wanted to kill him,
他就逃跑了。
He fled.
当他要到罗藤树下的时候
，So when he rested under the tree,
他把他的仆人通通支开，都把他支开了。
He sent away all his followers and servants.
剩下他一个人。
So that he was by himself.
他很孤单。
He was very lonely.
孤单到最后，他想要求死。
And he saw alone to the moment, to the point that he wanted to ask for death.
从加密山上跌落到罗藤树下。
And so he fell from camel to the under the tree.
而且他还天真的认为说，啊，竟为神工作的人只剩下了一个。
And he naively thought that he was the only one left who worked for God.
但是神说，未向巴利西西的，我所隐藏的还有7000人呢。
But God said to him, there are still people that he did not bow down to Baal.
所以他在灵里，他呈现一个孤独、孤单的一种状况。
So it was a spiritually he was quite lonely.
那落单就很容易软弱。
And the moment you felt into this trap of being alone, you could become weak.
两个人总比一个人好。
For two is better than one.
二人同行，有一人跌倒，另外一个就可以扶起他来。
When two walk together, when one falls, the other could lift him up.
所以今天教会的工人，我们不要落单。
So today, as workers in the church, we should not be doing things by ourselves.
那通常在教会里面，为什么工人会落单
？So in the church, why would workers end up working by themselves?
啊，有时候可能是他走极端的路。
Perhaps they are taking working on extreme ways.
啊，他走极端的路，他自以为比其他的人都更超越。
Because this worker might think that he is superior compared to others.
啊，他与众寡合，就是没有办法跟大家和谐相处。
And so he finds it difficult to work with others.
啊，他曲高和寡，唱得很高的音，大家跟不上。
It's like how he is singing a tune that is much higher than other people, so that no one else could follow him.
所以神的功能是要降下自己的，降卑的。
And so a worker of God must humble himself.
就算我们站在很高程度，我们也要贴近啊那些卑微的人。
Even if we are at a higher level compared to others, we need to come down to other people's level.
要融入这个属灵的大团体。
We need to integrate ourselves into the spiritual group.
跟大家和谐相处。
And to live harmoniously with everybody.
在属灵的团契里头啊，大家都能够沟通。
So that in this spiritual fellowship, we can communicate and commune with one another.
啊，也可以彼此商量。
And everything can be discussed.
啊，并且呢，互相扶持。
And we are here to support each other.
这是我们需要学习。
This is something we need to learn.
不然的话呢，这是很非常的危险。
Otherwise, it could be very dangerous.
所以他不保持单独前往。
So one must never be alone by himself.
啊，因为这是非常危险的一件事情。
For it is dangerous.
那我们再看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
他怎么样来应对呢？
See his response.
他有非常正确的观念。
So he had this correct mindset.
啊，他用一个理由来拒绝。
So he came up with an excuse to refuse.
他说我现在办理大功不能下去了。
He says I'm doing a great work, so I cannot come down.
那我怎么能够把这个工作停下来去见你们呢？
Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you?
啊，这是他心里所想，而他实际也真的是这么做的。
So indeed, this is how he felt and how he did things.
这个不是去见敌人的时候。
Not just when this is not the time to see the enemies.
如果他是朋友，我们还可以考虑去见面。
If it was a friend, then maybe you might consider to go.
但是这个敌人啊。
But this is an enemy.
而且看穿了是要害我啊。
And he could also see that they wish to harm him.
那神的工人怎么会去跟敌人在那边接触呢？
So the worker of God should not go to see the enemies.
他一方面要守住他的份际，他不离开他的岗位。
So on one hand, he needs to stand firm in his post.
啊，因为为神工作这个工是大工啊。
For the work for God is a great work.
哦，就像主耶稣是以父事为念的。
Just like how Jesus always remember to do the work of the Father.
他看重神的工作。
He place a great importance on the work of God.
一定要把它完成。
That this work must be finished.
不可以随意的离开岗位。
So he could not leave his post until it is done.
不可以擅离职守，到处去游荡。
He could not go wander away from his work.
啊，这么多人需要我去带领。
For there are so many people waiting for him to lead.
内部的问题才刚刚解决。
They have just resolved an internal conflict.
马上外面的威胁又进来了。
And now there's a threat from outside.
那这个尼希米他怎么可以离开这里一步呢？
So how could Nehemiah leave?
所以他心中所挂念的是神的工作。
So what he had on his mind was the work of God.
当他表明他要专一的来为神工作的时候。
So when he said that his focus should be on the work of God,
哦，那就是他正确的应对了。
This we can see is a correct response.
哦，不可以离开这个地方。
He must not leave this place.
要以神的工为重。
He must put his mind and focus on the work of God.
这是要分辨敌我的时刻。
This is a time to determine who is your enemies.
哦，如果他去了，好像可以得到人的心。
If he went, perhaps he could gain someone's heart.
但是他把工作放下来也不对。
But it would be wrong to leave his work.
何况对方是敌人，要陷害我。
Especially the person who invited him was his enemy.
所以神的工人需要很多时候要勇敢地说不。
So the workers of God sometimes need to take courage to say no.
我们要勇敢地拒绝我们不应该接受的东西。
We must take courage to refuse the things that we must not take.
有些时候我们这个份际没有守好。
And if there are times we do not do this right.
所以我们就显得混乱了。
It will become chaotic.
不管我们怎么做都是有人会反对。
So then no matter what we did, there will be people who oppose this idea.
他也不怕这些敌人不高兴。
And Nehemiah was not afraid of the enemies become unhappy.
当然他也没有故意要去触怒他们。
Of course, he did not deliberately provoke them.
反正这个不是跟敌人在那边交际的时刻了。
But this was not the time to talk to the enemies.
就算对方有善意，他也不能够擅离职守啊。
Even if the other party had good intentions, he should not leave his post.
这些敌人来反对我。
But these enemies came opposing him.
那反正怎么做都是有人会反对。
So no matter what you do, there will be people who oppose you.
那但是我们要看是什么样的人反对。
But we must have a look at who are these people who oppose.
什么样的人不高兴。
Who are these people who are unhappy?
是敌人不高兴，那管他的。
If they are the enemies, then who cares?
敌人反对我们也不理会。
If the enemies oppose you, then you can ignore it.
所以他勇敢说不。
So he courageously said no.
而且呢，一连四次这样的做。
And he did this four times.
他不但是因为他看清楚这些敌人的诡计啊。
Because he saw through the schemes of the enemies.
他就用智慧技巧去应对。
And he responded wisely.
不需要再树立敌人。
He did not need to make himself more enemies.
但也拒绝前往。
But he also refused to go.
因为现在重要的时间就是要赶快把工作完成。
For now is a critical time to complete the work.
他的意志非常坚定。
He was resolved.
所以四次的打发来邀请他都拒绝。
So he refused four times their invitations.
所以对的事情一定要坚持到底。
So whatever is right, we must persist to the end.
啊，如果没有坚持到底，这四次当中任何一次答应，他可能生命就危险了。
And if among the four times we did not persist with our ideals, then he might have it might have been very dangerous for him.
我们看到一个属灵的领袖，他是如何的意志坚强。
So we saw how determined and resolved this spiritual leader was.
好，我们再来看第五节以后。
Let's read verse 5 onwards.
那敌人并没有因为这个尼西米不前来他们就放弃了。
Now the enemies did not give up.
哦，这个诡计是一波又一波来的。
So these schemes come wave after wave.
那现在是五节到第九节，我们再看一下。
So let's read from verse 5 to verse 9.
而且这个诡计一个比一个厉害。
And these schemes become worse one after the other.
哦，我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
参巴拉就第五次打发仆人来见我，手里拿着未封的信，信上写着说：外邦人中有风声，加斯木就是那个基善，这个基善其实是不善啊。也说你和犹大人谋反，哎呦，再来修造城墙，你要做他们的王啊！你又派先知在耶路撒冷指着你宣讲。说在犹大有王，现在这话必传给王知道，给波斯王知道，所以请你来跟我们彼此商议。第八节，尼西米就差遣人去见他说，你所说的这事一概没有，是你心里捏造的。第九节，他们都要使我们惧怕，意思说他们的手必软弱，以致工作不能成就。神啊，求你坚固我的手。尼西米最后他就祷告。
Nehemiah at the end prayed.
好，这个第二波的这个诡计是什么
？So what is the second way of schemes?
就是进行第五次的邀请。
So this is their fifth invitation.
好了，前面四次没有接受邀请，那你第五次可以接受邀请吗
？So since you have refused four times, can you agree to go the fifth time?
但是这个诡计变通了。
But they changed their ways.
啊，变通的时候呢，他先弄了一封信。
So they wrote a letter.
啊，这封信真的是诡计就在里头。
Now the devil's in the letter.
啊，差人拿了一封信来。
So they sent a servant with this letter.
但是这封信故意没有把它粘封起来。
But they deliberately left it open, so it was not sealed.
好，那这个信如果没有粘封起来的话呢，是不是经过过手的？经手的很多人可以看的时候一个看了有事说出去一个听了再把它传出去是不是到后来很多人都知道
And it means that whoever has handled the letter could read it and so whoever has read it would pass this on to everyone else they know
那重点是这个信里面写什么呢
So what was written in the letter
说外邦人中有风声
It says that it was reported among the nations
敌人的攻击常常是有风声，用风声来攻击。
And so often they will say it was reported, or there's such a saying, or there's a news.
所以我们信徒不要乱传风声。
And that is why we must not spread these hearsays.
敌人用放风声的，有时候信徒不查，听到风声就开始传，把教会搞得乱七八糟。
So enemies would often start their scheme with rumors. And if we hear rumors and without finding out the truth and we start spreading the rumors, this is how we fall into their trap.
我们问大家，没有传过风声的举手。
So raise your hand if you have never spread any unvalidated rumors.
乱传风声嘛，你们都没有人举手，该当让我指责嘛。
And no one raised their hands.
我也要指责我自己啊，我有软弱啊。
So I myself.
我们都是传风声的。
We are people who spread rumors.
他不说他自己讲的，那到最后对起来他没有罪啊！我听风声的、啊，鬼诈。
We will say I've heard this from someone, yet I have not validated this, so I am not to blame because I did not say this. I just heard this.
我们真的要谨慎哦。
Let's be careful here.
哦，那你看，参巴拉用这种方式啊。
And this was the way Sambala used.
说，外邦人中有风声说哦。
That it was reported among the nations.
再提一个人，基善也说哦。
And then he mentions the person Gishan also says.
好了，风声如果不可信，这个基善名字提出来啊，人证都在的。你看看，你要蒙骗人呐、啊，都把人证拿出来。
And so they say, if say for example, the hearsay was not enough, then I have got this person, a witness.
啊，说什么呢？
So what did I say?
说你和犹大人要谋反呐。
The rumor is that you and the Jews plan to rebel.
人证就是有风声哦，那还有加斯木，就是个基善哦，人证。
So I've got the report, and I've also got Geshem as a witness.
那事证呢？
And so what other evidence is there?
修造城墙。
Because you are building a wall.
你看，有人证，有事证，证据确凿，你就是要谋反。
So they take rebuilding of the wall as evidence, and there's a witness called Geshem that you plan to rebel.
哦，底下还有事证。
And other evidence here.
你派先知在耶路撒冷执政，你宣讲。
Because you have also appointed prophets.
说在犹大有王。
That the prophets are proclaiming concerning you at Jerusalem, saying there is king in Judah.
在先知的时代，在这个历史的前后啊，都有神差派先知预言耶稣基督，就是要有这个大卫啊的子孙要当王的，类似的这个预言是有的。
And so in this time and era, there were prophets sent on earth to preach that there is king, and that is to prophesy about Messiah's coming.
但是其实是指，如果是这些预言的话，是要指着日后耶稣基督他要降生，成为属灵的王。
But these prophecies actually point towards Jesus, who is to become the spiritual king.
好了，有人证，有事证，然后呢，这个风声传到波斯王那里。
And so now there's evidence and there's this news that's been reported to the king of Persia.
尼希米，你难逃死罪啊！我跟你讲。
And so Nehemiah, you are in trouble.
好了，现在没关系，我们来商量。你来，你来，我们来商量。
But it's okay. Come, let us consult together. They said.
我帮你忙。
I'll help you.
让你不要被王知道，或是不要让这个事情扩大。
So that, for example, maybe it will not be reported to the king, or it will not get worse.
前面 四次邀请不来。
So since four times I invited and you did not come.
现在弄了一封没有封住的信哈，要把它造成事实。
So now they made this letter to make it into to make it look like it's a fact.
又或这个尼希米心里害怕，然后来跟他商议，来到商议的时候单独前来杀掉他。
They want to lure Nehemiah to make him feel afraid so that he would come out by himself and then they will kill him.
如果我们看了这个参巴拉用的方法
，If we look at this way that Sambala used，
首先说有风声
，Firstly he said there was a report，
现在提了一个人名
，And he mentioned a person's name，
还有一些事情
，And some event that actually took place，
但是这些不是真相啊
，But this is not the truth，
就算这里面的这些是事实，但是事实并不等于真相。
Even though all these things that was written here were facts, but facts are not truth.
因为他没有要当王啊。
Because he did not want to be king.
他没有要反叛这个波斯王啊。
He had no plan to rebel against the king.
但是这些东西把它错放在一起的时候呢，还有一个诡计哈，有一种不好的这种动机，要罗织他罪名，把这些加起来，然后说要谋反。这是人常常会用的方法，看到一些几个事实，把它放在一起推测，要谋反。
But he put all these facts together along with some lies and made it sound very plausible, and had this ill intention to frame him.
人跟人之间的相处真的要很小心。
Now when we are interacting with other people, we need to be careful.
我们常常说眼见为凭。
We often say that seeing is believing.
但是我们常常是被自己的眼睛给欺骗。
But often we are deceived by our own eyes.
我们看见的事实不一定就等于真相。
So whatever we see may not be the truth.
何况我们听见的风声。
Let alone the news that we hear.
就算拉了一个人人证出来。
Even if they have grabbed a witness.
有可能也都是作伪证。
They could probably bear false witness.
那他们修造城墙是事实，但并不是为了要造反。
Now, they rebuilding the wall was a fact, but it was not for the purpose of rebelling.
那么现在把这些错在一起的时候，罗织罪名，造反。
But they have put all these events together and framed him to say that they wanted to rebel.
我们真的要更加谨慎。
So we should be careful here.
背后就是魔鬼在穿针引线，撒旦在穿针引线。
For it, behind it was the work of the devil.
啊，有一次有一个，童年啊，他说他讲出他的一个经历啊。
So one time this this brother actually shared this experience of his.
哦，他说他有一天去银行。
So one day he went to the bank.
看到那个传道从那个银行出来。
And he saw the preacher coming out from the bank.
哦，还有一个二十几岁的小姐。
And then there was a young lady in her 20s.
哦，挽着传道的手。
And she was holding the preacher's arm.
那两个人有说有笑。
And they seemed to be in a very lovely conversation.
从那个银行门口出来。
And they walked out from the bank.
啊，刚好给他看到。
And then he saw it.
然后他就放在心里。
And so he kept it in his mind.
传道人没有那么年轻呢，传道人也是中年了，但是这个小姐是二十几岁吧。
And then so he thought, the preacher's wife was probably not this young. So who is this young lady?
那后来他一直想，可能有疑问吧，要不然就问这个传道。他刚好碰到那个传道，传道，我昨天我看到你挽着一个小姐的手从银行出来哦。
And then so he was thinking about this, and he saw the preacher, and just straight away pointed to the preacher and said, "Preacher, I saw you coming out from the bank with this young lady in your arm."
那个传道说，啊，感谢主，幸好你有问我。
And the preacher said, "Thank God that you asked me."
那是我女儿啊。
That's my daughter.
我跟她去办那个就学贷款。
And so I went to the bank to get some loan for her.
申请过了。
And we have the application was approved.
所以很高兴啊。
So we were very happy.
然后我们说我们要去吃牛排庆祝一下。
And so we said we wanted to go to a restaurant to celebrate.
传道挽着一个年轻女子，这是事实。
So it was a fact that the preacher was holding a young lady.
有说有笑也是事实。
And it was also true that they were having a lovely conversation.
如果没有再去查证的话，他光讲这个就要出去就好，不要去妄加猜测。你只要讲这个出去，说我看到传道挽着一个二十几岁的小姐从银行的门口出来，有说有笑。我有说谎吗？我没有说谎，我说的是事实啊。但是这个事实等于真相吗？
And so without making any assumptions or say any conclusion, if this person only went out and say, "I saw the preacher coming out of the bank with this young lady in his arm and they were having a lovely time together," and all of them were true, he did not make any lie, but this was not the truth.
听到的人，有心人听到，他就妄加揣测。
So whoever with malicious intent heard this, they will make bad assumptions.
很多问题就出来。
And then you would create problems.
我们全身当中最会骗我们的是我们的眼睛。
So among all our body parts, our eyes are the organ that will lie to us the most.
再来就是我们的耳朵。
Then it's our ears.
我们看到的可能是事实，但是呢，要全部的事实，前因后果，动机到结果，整个才是真相。很多时候我们看到事实，就把它说成是真相。
And so our eyes would often see certain facts, yet we do not know the whole story, we do not know the motives, we do not know what happened before or what happened after, yet we try to make what we see the truth without knowing the whole truth.
很多消息听到我们心中放着，因为我们没有去要去考究，没有要去追究。如果我们想要弄清楚，问当事人思想，而不是把这个就一直传出去。因为有心人听到了，可能会被小题大做。
So if there is something that we see or we hear that we think was strange, we should keep it in our heart and ask the person who was involved, who was directly involved, instead of spreading the rumor, because this may create problems.
参巴拉用这些诡计，意图造成事实，风声走漏，然后呢？这个尼西米百口莫辩。
So Sambala used a scheme to try to make this plan of rebel into a reality, into a truth for other people to be deceived.
那这件事情，撒旦是利用参巴拉。如果今天撒旦利用我们，那我们怎么办
？In this matter,
我们真的要小心了。
The devil used Sambalat to make his plans, but how about us? What if today the devil were to use us in his plan?
那么我们看他的应对哈。
Then let's see how Nehemiah responded.
他非常清楚，你这个就是诡计嘛。
So he knew this was a scheme.
啊，虽然跟之前的单纯请人来叫我去阿诺平原 啊，更加的繁复，而且更多的看起来好像是有用的证据。
So even though this was they came up with things that look like evidence towards him rebelling compared to in this new scheme compared to before.
哦，所以他这次就稍不客气了。
And so this time he did not hold back.
你说的这些事呢，一概没有，是你心里捏造的。
He said, "No such thing as you say have been done, but you invent them in your own heart."
他也看出他们的用心是要叫我们惧怕。
He also saw through what they were doing, that they wanted to try to make them afraid.
就说尼西米对他自己平常的行为动作，他很清楚，他有自信啊。为什么要有自信？因为他一向都是端正的。
Now Nehemiah was confident in what he was doing because he was always upright.
他对神对人都长存无愧的良心。
And so he had a clear conscience towards God and towards people.
所以他不会心虚。
He does not feel guilty.
他也清楚知道这是敌人的诬告。
He also knew this was accusation from the enemies.
那从这个事情给我们学习什么？
So what can we learn from this?
如果尼希米稍有不端正，稍有私心，经过参巴勒这么说的时候，他会害怕，真的中参巴勒的诡计，他会害怕。哎呀，会不会我做的那件事情被人家知道了？哎呀，心虚啊，就前往就死路一条。
If Nehemiah had any ill intention in his heart, he would feel guilty and he would be afraid. Then he would go.
光明所结的果子是什么？光明所结的果子。
So what is the fruit of light?
我们来看以弗所书第五章。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们都是光明之子。
We are all the sons of light.
我们在主里面呢是光明的。
So in the Lord we are in the light.
以弗所书五章第八节。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人就当像光明的子女。第九节
Verse 9.
光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。那这不就是尼希米的写照吗？良善、公义、诚实。
So he says goodness, righteousness and truth, and this is the reflection of Nehemiah.
他在光明中啊。
He is in the light.
他没有做暗昧的事啊。
He did not do anything in the dark.
啊，所以他不怕啊。
He was not afraid.
我们再看以弗所书第六章。
Then turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
十四节。
Verse 14.
啊，十四节。
Verse 14.
所以要站稳的，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。好，这个从第十一节开始就讲到我们跟魔鬼在征战。
So from verse 11 onwards, it talks about how we are fighting against the devil.
要穿全副的军装。
And we need to put on the full armor of God.
啊，那其中有一个是遮这个护心镜。
And then there is the breastplate.
用什么做护心镜
？What is it made of?
公义。
It is made of righteousness.
公义的行为。
So righteous deeds.
所行都合乎公义。
So whatever you do is righteous.
所以这个义的行为就成为一个护心镜。
So the righteous deed will become a breastplate for you.
这个护心镜就可以保护我们的心脏。
And will protect your heart.
如果没有护心镜，直接就穿透心，穿心而死。
Without this breastplate protecting us, the weapon could go right through our heart and kill us.
所以魔鬼要攻心为上。
And so the devil wished to attack us.
啊，如果我们稍有不公义，他就要控告。
And if we did anything unrighteous, he will lay his accusation against us.
这个心就受伤了。
Then our heart will be hurt.
就会呈现心虚了。
We will feel guilty.
尼希米没有这样。
Did Nehemiah do the same?
一个属灵的领袖啊，很值得我们学习，就是他有这些啊公义的行为。
So he was a spiritual leader worthy of our emulation because he was righteous.
翻回来看尼希米第六章。
Let us turn back to Nehemiah chapter 6.
那我们刚刚看到了哈，他就是有好的行为。
So we could see that he had good deeds.
他也把这个事情带到神面前祷告。
And he also brought this matter before God in his prayers.
他现在求神坚固他们的手。
Now he asked God to strengthen their hands.
害怕的时候。 或是被攻击的时候呢，最重要的还是祷告，求神坚固我们的手。
So when you are afraid, when you are attacked, the most important thing is to pray to God to strengthen your hands.
因为敌人是要让我们软弱。
For the enemy wishes to be weak.
那我们要怎么样刚强？
How shall we be strengthened?
除了我们平时有公义的行为。
So not only should we have righteous deeds in our everyday lives.
长存对神对人无亏的良心。
And to hold a clear conscience towards God and towards people.
现在也求神来坚固我们的手。
Now we also ask God to strengthen our hands.
那这样的祷告一定有效。
Such prayer is effective.
因为神会悦纳我们。
For God will listen to our prayer, He will find us pleasing.
那敌人就善此甘罢此，就善尽善罢甘休了吗
？So has the enemy given up by this point?
再看十节到十四节。
Let's read verse 10 to verse 14.
这一次的诡计又更加的厉害了。
So there came another scheme.
我到了米西大别的孙子十节哈，地来雅的儿子示玛雅家里，这个示玛雅应该是。祭司啊，好，我们再往下。那时他闭门不出，他说：“我们不如在神的殿里会面，将殿的门关锁，因为他们要来杀你啊，就是说那些参巴拉等等敌人要来杀你，就是夜里要来杀你。”那这个示玛雅其实是被买通了。好，来，我们再往下看。我说：“像我这样的人，岂要逃跑呢？”像我这样的人岂能进入殿里保全生命呢？我不进去。十二节，我看明神没有差遣他。你看看哦，一路以来诡计都被尼西米给看明哦，是他自己说这话攻击我，是多比亚和参巴拉会买了他。十三节，会买他的缘故是要叫我惧怕，依从他犯罪。他们好传扬恶言毁谤我，我的神啊，多比亚参巴拉女先知挪亚底和其余的先知要叫我惧怕，求你纪念他们所行的这些事。这个事情是怎么样呢？
就是
有一个叫做示玛雅的。
So there was a person called Shemaya.
这个示玛雅，如果我们回去有机会，我们去看那个历代志上二十四章十八节，你把它写下来。
So if you go back to read First Chronicles chapter 24,
十八节
，verse 18，
历代志上代上二十四十八。
First Chronicles chapter 24, verse 18。
那里有提到哈，这个示玛雅应该具有祭司的身份。
You see that the Shemaya was a priest.
但是他被买通。
But he's been hired.
被参巴拉多比亚买通。
By Sambalat and Tobiah.
那。买通的时候叫他做什么事呢
？So what was he hired to do？
你去邀请尼希米到圣殿见面。
To invite Nehemiah to the temple。
他故意把门关起来，不出去。
And he purposefully will close the door。
故作神秘啊。
And as if he was very mysterious。
重要的事情不要在我家里讲。
And then so it says like something as important as this, we must come here。
到神的殿里面呢，最安全了。
Come to the temple of God. That's the safest place.
所以示玛雅对尼希米说：“来，我们到圣殿把门关起来，没有人知道。”
That is why Shemaya said to Nehemiah, "Come to the temple and let us close the doors."
我有重要的消息告诉你。
I've got something important to tell you.
因为那个参巴拉要杀你呀。
Because Sambala wished to kill you.
所以我们到圣殿关起来。
That is why I come to the temple and let us close the doors.
人家看不到。
So that no one else can see.
那我们看
Then let's read.
我们看十三节哈。
Verse 13。
这个尼希米知道说这个示玛雅要用什么诡计呢
？So Nehemiah knew of the scheme that Shemaiah played.
如果他到圣殿
，For if he were to go to the temple，
这个尼希米就变成罪人。
He would become a sinner.
然后他有这个罪。
And since he had sinned，
他传扬。
They will proclaim the sin.
毁谤他。
And they will defame him.
有什么罪？
What was the sin?
至少有一个罪。
At least one sin here.
不是祭司不能随意进到圣殿。
That if you were not a priest, you could not just go into the temple as you wish.
这是律法所规定的。
This was in their law.
所以你尼希米你不是祭司啊。
And Nehemiah was not a priest.
你到圣殿里面去还把他关起来。
And yet you were to enter the temple and close the doors.
好了，造成事实啊。
Since this became a fact,
Shemaiah 就可以讲了，哎，尼希米啊，他擅自进到圣殿。
Then Shemaiah could say that Nehemiah entered into the temple by in his own accord.
啊，那他就有罪责了。
Then this is a sin that he committed.
而且这个会破坏尼希米的啊，他的权柄。
And this will actually put a Christian mark on his authority.
百姓也会反对他，你怎么可以这样呢？你违反神的律法。
Because the people will react and say, "How could you do this? You have done against what the law says."
啊，那就造成了这个内部的一种信任危机。
And this will cost him the trust of the people.
那敌人也可以因为这个罪名啊，来追究你的罪。
And so his enemies could also target him based on this fact.
祭司示玛雅被收买。
And this is why they hired Shemaiah the priest.
跟他同在同一起来献祭尼希米的还有女先知挪亚底。
And so apart from these people who work together with Tobiah and Samala, there's also prophetess Noadiah.
还有其他的先知。
As well as the rest of the prophets.
这些都是便捷的。
便捷
了。以前是神要用的工人现在已经便捷了已经改变了。
These were the people who were workers of God and yet they have changed their alliance.
有一些工人哦，久了哈、哦、会变节。
And so there are some workers that as time goes they will change their alliance.
这些曾经都是领导中心的人。
They used to be leaders.
你看看，这是内部的信任危机。
And so this is a problem internally in terms of their trust.
招招都要见血，招招都要致命。
Because everything they do was wish to harm him and wish to harm him badly.
尼希米真的是啊，这个危机重重。
So Nehemiah was in a lot of dangers.
那他凭借的是什么呢
？And so what did he rely on?
对神的忠心。
On his faithfulness in God.
他的行为是公义的。
And that his actions were righteous.
他不断的祷告，信靠神。
And he continually prayed and relied on God.
他长期养成的一种属灵眼光。
And for a long time, he's been relying on God, and he has developed a spiritual insight.
侍奉所带来的一种属灵阅历呢，给他有属灵的智慧。
And so his work for God and his spiritual experiences gave him all these insights.
我想他不怕一个人死，他自己一个人死掉，但是没群龙无首，这个建造城墙的工作，还有很多内部改革的事情呢，会功亏一篑。
I'm sure he was not afraid to die if it was just by himself. But if he were to die, then they would lose a spiritual leader, and all the work would go down the drain.
他非常清楚魔鬼的诡计。
So he knew clearly the scheme of the devil.
我们再往下看哈。
Let's continue to read.
他的应对哈。
Look at his response.
他的应对就是说他有属灵的洞察力。
So we could see from his response that he had spiritual discernment.
哦，那他怎么判断示玛雅是一个诡计呢？
So how did he make this judgment that this was a scheme from Shemaiah?
虽然他不是祭司，但是他对于律法是很清楚的。
Even though he was not a priest, but he understood the law clearly.
他知道说我没有进到圣殿的合法性。
So he knew that it was not legal for him to enter into the temple.
而且在夜间我怎么可以去呢
？And how could I go at night?
哦，那个是我不应该出现的空间呢。
It is not the place that I should be.
我的时间要善用的建造城墙，要安城门啊。
I should use my time to do the work to rebuild the wall and hang the doors.
我身为一个首领带领者，但是我不能够越过律法的界限。
Even though I'm a leader of the people, but I cannot go across the boundary of the law.
那你这个辩解的示玛雅祭司呢？你竟然叫引我要啊，这个引君入瓮啊，要把我引到圣殿哈、啊，然后罗织罪名把我杀掉。
Yet you, Shemaiah, wanted me to enter into the temple to lure me to go there so that you can kill me.
所以他用什么？用真理来判断。
And so he made his judgment based on the truth.
啊，用律法来判断。
Based on the law.
所以他正确的判断。
He made a correct judgment.
好，那我们再看哈，十五节以后哈，城墙建好了。
So the wall was completed.
总共52天。
And it was completed in 52 days.
十六节。
Verse 16.
一切仇敌四围的外邦人听见了就惧怕。
So all the enemies, when they heard of this, they were all afraid.
而且愁眉不展。
And they were disheartened.
啊，敌人用很多的方法是要使百姓跟尼希米惧怕。
And so the enemies used many ways to cause fear in the people and in Nehemiah.
但是现在他们信靠神，所以不怕，不怕。现在反而是敌人怕了。
And Nehemiah and his people continue to rely on God and were not afraid. And now the enemies are afraid.
所以从头到尾，敌人就是要让百姓怕。
So from the beginning, the enemies wanted the people to be afraid.
那一个敬拜神的人如果怕的时候，会造成什么？
So what would happen if someone who feared God started to become afraid?
一个为神做工的人开始怕的时候会变成怎么样？
What would happen if the worker of God started to become afraid?
我们今天是靠着神的能力来帮助我们，才信仰站立得住，我们才能够为神做工。
Today we are able to stand here in this faith and to work for God because of our reliance on God.
可是如果我们从内心开始怕的时候，就是我们的意志啊，从内在就瓦解掉了，垮了。
But if we were to start to feel afraid from deep in our heart, then our determination, our resolution will disappear and crumble.
Oh, 那感谢神啊，他们不怕敌人，现在变成敌人怕。
So we thank God that they were not afraid of their enemies, and instead it was their enemies who fall into fear.
那十六节呢，是尼希米的见证。
In verse 16 is Nehemiah's witness.
他说哦，敌人会变成这样啊，不是我们啊，不是我们自己刚强，这一切都是神的工作。
And so they said that the enemies became like this, not because of us, but because of God.
随时祷告，随时归荣耀给神。
So all the time they prayed and gave glory to God.
随时见证神的恩典。
And witnessing the grace of God.
那些是不是他这个敌人就善罢甘休了？
So has the enemy give up?
留一个伏笔。
So we will, this will be to be continued.
十七节。
Verse 17.
那些日子，犹大的贵族屡次寄信给多比亚，多比亚也来信给他们。你看看哦，犹大人当中的贵族，这些贵族啊，该杀，然后都一直扰乱了。现在这个贵族跟这个敌人相通啊。
So here in verse 17, we can say the nobles in Judah they sent letters to the enemy Tobiah. These people they deserve death.18.
在犹大许多人跟多比亚结盟，因他是亚拉的儿子示加尼的女婿，并且他的儿子耶哈南娶的比利加儿子米苏兰的女儿为妻。19节。
19.
他们常在我面前说多比亚的善行，也将我的话传给他。多比亚又常寄信来，要叫我惧怕。这个敌人多比亚哈跟以色列人哈结亲结盟。
So Tobiah, the enemy, he formed an alliance with the Israelites.
那这个力量啊，就是内在的力量跟外在的敌对呢连接起来。
And so you could see that the alliance between the from inside and the outside enemy.
借着婚姻把它连接起来。
Through his marriage.
啊，然后呢，用诡诈。那些人常常在尼希米面前说：“这个多比亚有多好，这个多比亚有多好，他不是像你想的那么坏啊！明明是罪该万死的，还说这个多比亚多好啊！你看看。”
And so these people who had formed an alliance with him often reported to Nehemiah his good deeds and say good things about him.
那很多尼希米的话呢，也透过这些人传给多比亚。
And they also reported Nehemiah's words to him, to Tobiah.
那多比亚。他常常写信要让这个尼希米害怕。
And Tobiah sent letters to frighten Nehemiah.
那你看看，这个本族人跟外族人结婚，信仰立场不一样，结果呢，内外敌对的力量就连起来。
And so the Israelites they married the Gentiles and now they formed an alliance.
所以这个婚姻很重要。
We could say that marriage is important.
啊，那再来呢？既然是亲戚了。
And since they are all family.
是家族的人呢、啊。
They are part of the extended family.
好，因为有这层关系呀、啊。
Because of this relationship that he shares.
很多事情是真理的问题。
And so many of issues are issues regarding the truth.
那亲戚是情感。
Now since they are family, so they have also a familial relationship.
情感超越真理。
Now often they will feel that this familial relationship would surpass the truth.
人跟人很好。
Because if you share a good bond with someone,
但是这个好是要连接起来对抗神。
Yet, this bond they have created among themselves is here to work against God.
很多时候我们信徒有软弱。
And so many a time we have weaknesses among the believers.
情感超越真理。
And yet our emotions will surpass the truth.
那教会要关心就很困难。
Then it became a difficult task for the church to care in this matter, to show care in this matter.
那这一些人呢？结亲了哈，这当中提到一些人，不一定全部都是不好。
And so here are a few names being mentioned, and they have been recorded here. Now, not all of them are bad people.
可是这样的一个结构，这个力量的结构啊，这样结盟起来，对领导者林新民来讲，是一个压力，是一个抗力啊，抗力。
But these formation of alliances here became a great force of opposition for Nehemiah.
他们开始结亲，不一定有怀着不轨。
So initially, when they married each other, they may not have ill intentions to begin with.
但是他们没有节制的时候呢，他就变成是对抗尼希米的一个力量。
But before they knew each other, they were one force.
啊，那就变成是一个破口。
And now they are together to become a greater force.
所以我们从这个地方也学习哈，这个亲戚、亲族、家族之间的情感。应该是要在真理底下，这个情感才是真的情感。
And so here we can learn that our familial relationship it should not surpass the truth. Instead, it should be built upon the truth.
那这样这种亲族邻里亲族之间的力量，对教会的圣工就是正面的帮助，要感谢神。
And so if this was the case, then this this family relationship would become a positive force in the church.
所以，但愿我们所有的家族、所有的家庭，我们的感情、亲情，都在真理的引导底下。我们的力量是用来帮助教会的。
And so I wish for all the families here that that your relationship is here to build up the church, and you it is in the truth.
啊，这个教会因为有我们这个家庭，变成更好。
So that the church is a better place because of our families.
所以我们去想。
So let us think about this.
家庭的力量可能会越来越大。
Perhaps the power that exists in our family will become greater.
因为一代一代传下去。
Because as we have more and more children and we have more and more generations.
啊，如果是正面，对教会帮助很大。
And so if it has a positive impact in the church, it will be great and beneficial.
但是这个当中的带领，如果模糊的真理，那可能是成为对教会的一种阻力。
But if the leader in the family causes does not walk in the truth, then this may become an opposition in the church.
我们大家一起来立志。
So we should all resolve.
耶稣赐给我们好几代都同堂，都是热心爱主。
The Lord Jesus will bless us with many generations in our family in the Lord.
教会因为有我们这个家族，更好。
That the church will be a better place because of our families.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
363首。
363.